Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. So you're up there, obviously, as we mentioned in the open. Monday Night Football's tonight. You know who's playing. It's the Falcons and the Eagles. So we can get some early thoughts, perhaps maybe early predictions for this game. I know there are going to be some key pieces missing in this matchup on Atlanta's side. And Nate Landman and Antonio Hamilton Sr., who will both be out for this game, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think that I'm not making any early predictions. I need to wrap my brain around what I think could possibly happen, what I think is likely. But you're right. There's injuries on both sides. Tiff, AJ Brown's out for Philadelphia, which is massive news as well. And I don't know what to think at this point. And Bo, I'll let you chime in as well, because I think what this offense could be and what it should be and what the possibilities are, and yet what we saw last week mirrored none of that. And I'm just hoping that the offense shows up and the defense can somehow find a way to dig deep and contain everything that's going to be thrown at them for the offense of Philly.
Yeah, I think A.J. Brown being out is huge, guys. Nate Landman, Tiff, as you mentioned, is always a big loss for this team, because as good as he is, but that's where you hope Troy Anderson can step up, and even J.D. Bertrand maybe can step up a little bit and fill the void there. Antonio Hamilton, I'm not as worried about, but I'll tell you, the three-headed monster in the receiving core, not even counting Saquon Barkley when he would be out as a receiver, and Dallas Goedert. But A.J. Brown is, to me, the big dog of these three. So him being out, I like that for us. And I hope maybe it puts some more pressure on Jalen Hurts. Maybe you make Jalen Hurts force a ball where he's not as comfortable, because as we talked about all last week, guys, I know we talked with Mike Quick. Tiff, you were with us on that. Jalen's turned the ball over a lot lately. I mean, he's got 17 interceptions in his last 18 starts in the regular season. That's not good numbers. So if you can step up in the run game and maybe force them as far as to throw the ball a little bit, it could work out a little bit for you.
It could, but then you mentioned Saquon, and I know he had he had 23 yards receiving, but 109 yards rushing against the Packers in their week one win. So that dual threat ability that you talked about, you know, if they don't have, or excuse me, they won't have A.J. Brown, you still have other weapons to pick from.
I'll be honest with you. Saquon's the more terrifying part of all this to me. I think when you see the physicality he runs with, and you know what's wild about it is when you look at the early part of the season for the Falcons last year, they kind of dodged some of the more elite running backs in the NFL. I think Aaron Jones was out when they played. Can't remember who it was for Carolina. They were missing as well in the first game of the season. And so you dodged a couple of these guys. Saquon Barkley is one of the more dynamic running backs that you will have played in a couple of seasons. And to your point, Bo, Jalen Hurts, I think he's going to probably make a mistake or two in the passing game. This is not a one-off that we saw last week. This continues into the second half of last year, really, when you look at some of the struggles he's had with his arm. So I think when you look at Saquon, to me, and that offensive line, those big guys up front, that becomes the scarier part of everything that Philadelphia's doing.
Yeah, I love how Tiff buried the lead on us there. She dropped those Saquon stats, which everything she said was accurate. But she just left out the fact that he had three touchdowns, which is the scary part.
Yeah.
But Tiff, both of y'all are right.
Threat ability part, just what he did on both, on both sides. So, yes.
But you're both right. And, you know, that's one of those things where how's this offensive line playing? You know, they lost, to me, one of the best centers we've seen in the last, 20 years, Mike, and Jason Kelce. And I know Cam Jurgens played well last week, and I know that there's been the talk about how Kelce was kind of a help scout for him with the Eagles, and he was integral in bringing him in as his replacement even before he was gone. But I like our defensive line now, and I like our front seven, honestly, and I think we are a team that can do well against the run. I know that it wasn't, you know, overly great in week one, but I think, you know, you Jalen Hurts is a guy that doesn't want to run as much. We've seen that. So I think that might maybe take away that element that they had last week. I also think last week was a much more one-dimensional attack in a lot of ways that this defense faced. And, you know, Pittsburgh really wanted to lean on you. So I think that this defense might stay fresh in some ways. Also, look, the one thing we haven't really talked about that this defense is they only gave up 18 points last week, right? No touchdowns. And they were on the field for an extensive amount of time. And to me, offensively, to have, I think we had something around 25 or 30 less plays offensively than the Steelers. You got to get first downs this week, and you got to keep your defense fresh. Your offense has to help your defense, Mike.
Yeah, when we look at third down percentage, and you and I talked about it throughout the preseason, it's like, oh, well, you know, it's just preseason. We don't want to worry about third down percentage, even though it was absolutely abysmal. I mean, abysmal through preseason. Schematically, you thought, okay, things will change. You'll game plan, but you didn't. Things didn't change very much game plan-wise, and so that's what I'll be looking for, I think, a lot tonight is what do those third down game plans look like, and how are you able to pick them up?
We'll come back with more Falcons talk throughout the show, but we do have a lot of college football to get to. It was a big weekend. With some barely wins, is that what you would call it, I guess? Some people barely escape some of the top dogs around here. So we'll discuss when we come back here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.